Now to our other concerto, this one for clarinet and saxophone. The composer, new to Into the Light, is Maya Badyan. Dr. Maya Badyan began composing at age 5. She holds a doctorate with highest distinction in composition from the University of Montreal in Montreal, Canada. Presently, she has more than 100 published compositions, including symphonies, orchestral music, concertos, cantatas, chamber music, music for multimedia, as well as musicology and pedagogy works in the collections of Library and Archives Canada and other prestigious libraries around the world. After arriving in 1987 in Canada from Bucharest, Romania, Badyan wanted to represent her new country in music, and her compositions, including the one we'll be listening to, Reflets Laurentiens, have entered the repertoire of Canadian orchestras. Reflets Laurentiens' double concerto for clarinet and saxophone was composed the year before the Svillag concerto we just heard, 1994. The idea for the piece came about after meeting Laszlo Horváth, the principal clarinetist of the Hungarian State Symphony Orchestra in Budapest. They were serving on a jury at the time for the 46th International Competition for Young Performers. Badyan was representing Canada. In discussions with this artist, the composer was inspired with the idea of a new and unique concerto for two wind instruments, clarinet and alto saxophone, to be performed by one player, Laszlo Horváth. Mr. Horváth was among the commissioners of this double concerto and gave its premiere. It's in three movements, and they take their titles from the works of art on Laurentian scenes by well-known Montreal Romanian artist T.K. Thomas. October Sky, clarinet and orchestra, Calm Lake, saxophone and orchestra, and Laurentian Rapids, clarinet and orchestra. Already at the selection of these three paintings with their provocative titles, Maya Badyan says she could foresee not only the speeds, but also the complete atmosphere for each movement of the new double concerto. The first October Sky movement is marked Moderato Giocoso. The second, Calm Lake, reflects the composer's thoughts of the static beauty of this particular lake of the painting. In the third, Laurentian Rapids movement, every range of the instrument is exploited to bring out the flavor of a mountain stream in musical terms. In this recording, we have two different players playing the solo instruments. Yuri Frotovkin is the clarinetist and Alexei Litvin the alto saxophonist. The National Symphony Orchestra Teleradio Moldova is conducted by Gheorghe Mustia.